From Racket News, Activism, Uncensored, No Queens. Many of those regulations haven't been approved, and in February, the New York Energy Research and Development Authority determined that full implementation of regulations just to meet the law's 2030 goals would cost people a lot of money, more than $4,000 annually for oil and gas households in upstate New York, and $2,300 for natural gas customers in New York City. A note from managing editor Greg Collard, New York's Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, passed in 2019, was intended to impose regulations aimed at significantly reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Of course, businesses would be hit, too. Depending on the utility and size of the facility, such entities could expect utility costs to increase by as much as 46%. Costs for operating a delivery truck would increase by over 60%, the Development Authority's president and CEO wrote. Hochul now wants to amend the law. While I am still committed to working toward our targets, with all the stress our residents are under, New Yorkers expect their elected officials to prioritize affordability, Hochul wrote in a March 20 op-ed. Climate activists are not happy, and they expressed their dismay Tuesday at the state capitol in a protest filmed by Ford Fisher of Racket News partner News2Share. At one point, a protest leader stood up and said, "I heard many of us chanting just a few weeks ago, no kings. Now, no queens." A new chant was born.